Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
What shall we discuss?
Things have been going very well. I feel like I've been making quite a bit of progress in changing importances and reducing reactions.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How have you been accomplishing that?
Let's say initially it was felt like an onslaught, because a lot of these reactions are, you avoid paying attention, or I would get caught up in distractions to avoid something that was uncomfortable. And so you have to reverse that and deal with the uncomfortableness until it all peters out. And so I would say that the way I've been doing it is with these constant questions. For example, even just, am I reacting now? But all types of questions like that. Am I comfortable now? Am I satisfied now?
Excellent questions.
Yeah, and they really work really well.
I would agree. If you use them, yes.
That is correct. I was saying to Mary that this feels like, for me, it feels like this is going to be a year where either I'm going to start creating some really unusual experiences, or I'm going to be in a mental hospital.
Why would you be in a mental hospital?
Because I am disconnecting from what I feel is, I guess, the traditional ways of paying attention and reacting.
And then perhaps that would be viewed as insanity.
Well, I meant it tongue in cheek, but right.
I am aware.
And even playing around with the belief statements where it gets to a point where reality is not what it was before.
Yes. Which does require some adjustment.
Yeah, I will tell you, I feel fantastic. I feel as good as I have in years.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for all your help. Even like if I recall, maybe 4 or 5 years ago when I was doing a lot of the meditation and things were flowing really well, I'm as good as that without doing all the meditation. But I know what I'm doing. And so I feel like it's going to continue to more and more in that direction.
And living intentionally.
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For example, we had a lot of layoffs at work this week, quite a few around here. And as I was saying to Mary before, it had much less of an impact than it would have previously.
Yes.
And one of the unfortunate parts of it was the woman that I've liked for a number of years was laid off as well, and I would have been very disappointed with that up until very recently, meaning I would have reacted to that much more strongly in the past.
And now, what is your perception now?
Now I can do whatever I want. It's actually, in a way, a little bit easier to work with that situation. Because I only have trust. so there's nothing else to do.
And in that, what I am expressing is not only that piece of altering the importance, but how is that changing your perception in the capacity of, if you were to think about it, previously you may have been considerably distressed if this individual was being laid off, and why would you have been distressed? Likely because that would mean
I would lose my choice.
That you would not be interactive with her any longer.
Right.
And therefore, your relationship in your perception would end.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, what is your perception?
I'm trusting that it will continue. I don't know how. But, you know, I've had experiences, obviously, in the past, and we've talked about many of those, where things unexpectedly occur and work out in mysterious ways. And so now that I am able to react less and less, I'm choosing to trust that will continue.
Excellent. And I would express to you that it is likely that underlyingly you also incorporate a knowing that even if it does not continue, that it is not necessarily a loss, that you had a relationship with this individual, you interacted with this individual, you had time with her, and even if it does not continue, it does not devalue what you already experienced.
Oh, absolutely. That's fair. And the other thing is, like you said, when things are going bad, everything goes bad at once, and when things are going well, everything is going well at once. When you perceive that nothing else is working, you put undue importance onto something in the hopes that it'll work out. But when you're having fun and things are generally working out, you don't have to put too much importance on any one thing.
Correct. Congratulations, this significant step forward.
Thank you. And just curiosity, your statement that in the event that it doesn't continue, is that foreshadowing anything? Because that doesn't make sense to me. Okay.
No, it is merely that contributes to your ability to express that comfort.
Right.
Expressing that you will continue in some capacity, whether you know how that will occur yet or not, it matters not. But because you have shifted the importance,
right,
then in that, there's an expression of both sides occurring simultaneously. They are not categorized one or the other. This is an example of the yes and the no that coexist together, and that you do not express one without the other. And when you have moved in these directions or are moving in these directions of shifting the importances for yourself, that is a significant piece that shifts also. It moves more into that balance rather than being one or the other. They both coexist together, and there is a knowing about that. And therefore, you can have a preference, and you can move in a certain direction, but if for some unforeseen reasons that direction turns and it does not move in the expression that you expected, it is not bothersome to you. Because in that shift of importances, you have, without thinking, generated that acceptance of the yes and the no together.
That is a complicated way of saying that. When you feel good, it's not as important.
Yes, I would agree. But in this, I would also express that was a subject that I have been aware that most individuals have merely scratched the surface with and do not entirely comprehend that subject of yes and no and how far-reaching it is and how affecting it is.
Well, I'm not sure I necessarily understand intellectually what you're saying, but I feel like I understand it experientially.
Precisely, which I would express is actually more important.
It's a sense of balance.
Yes.
Question. About the enough practice and even that okay practice and a few things I've noticed with that. And I'm just curious what I'm doing that creates the effect that I'm having. And I haven't really done the enough practice or that okay practice because of this effect. And I don't get this effect with any other questions that I've been asking, like whether I'm present, whether I'm reacting, am I comfortable, or even if I'm satisfied. But when I use express enough, what I notice, and this is usually after multiple times of expressing it, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but I notice a narrowing of my perception. And everything gets very soft and comfortable. It's very comfortable. It's actually a very good way to fall asleep. And pleasant. And I start daydreaming a little bit. It's like almost like there's this little haze. And I'm not sure what I'm doing in that case, but I haven't been using it that much.
And that occurs when you express
enough. And I also have that with the okay, it's slightly different, and I suspect that I'm moving my attention, in other words, when I'm verifying whether I'm okay or verifying or assessing that something is enough, I'm moving my attention in a way that leads to that where I'm not doing it with other questions.
And in that, what you are doing is automatically associating that you can relax. You don't have to be on alert. You don't have to think. you don't have to assess, and you don't have to do. And therefore, you are automatically responding to the words as almost a command to yourself to relax. Quite efficient.
So it's a good thing?
I would say. I would also express that it may be beneficial to you to be aware of that and therefore not to unmotivate yourself, for in that I would say that associating those words automatically with the action of relaxing, which that in itself is a benefit and what you could express as good,
mm-hmm.
but that it also is a matter of balance and recognizing that that doesn't mean unmotivated. That doesn't mean that you don't do anything that you can relax, but you can also continue to be motivated and move in directions that interest you or that you want. And in that, I would express that merely being aware that you have generated this automatic association to relax whenever you express those words, you have created a trigger.
Interesting.
Is actually an interesting example for you how easy it is to create a trigger.
And I don't get that trigger if I, for example, if I just said, am I neutral?
Correct.
That same response.
Correct.
But I do notice that I can still do, like if I do, I was doing the am I neutral as far as a way of encouraging the contentment.
Yes. But neutral incorporates a different connotation, and therefore you are not generating the same association with that word as you are with enough. You are not actually associating enough with only being content. It is part of how you have achieved moving in this direction of changing importance.
Say that again.
This piece of enough and what you were doing with it is part of what contributed to moving you in the direction of shifting importances.
Really? So this is, that's part of the reason that I've been making this progress, so to speak?
Yes. Yes. In that, look at the dynamic. When something is important to you, you pay attention to it. But you don't only pay attention to it. you are responsive to it or you are reactive to it, and you give it value in the capacity that you allow it to affect you.
Right.
In either a positive or a negative capacity. Now, let's use the example of the woman that is being laid off. In that, previously, your interaction and relationship with this individual was important, and the physical proximity of that relationship was important. Therefore, by extension, her working at the same job with you was important. Therefore, it is, in a manner of speaking, a type of domino effect that there are many different branches of what becomes important to you. Now, in that, when you shift the importance, it is not that the individual is no longer important to you. The individual is important to you. But the extensions of that are not important to you because you recognize what actually is important to you, and that what is important to you doesn't hinge on these other factors.
Right.
Your interaction with this individual does not hinge on physical proximity or working at the same job or being in the same area or knowing the same individuals or working on the same projects. None of that is a requirement for you to engage this individual.
Right, and that was one of the reasons why I wasn't looking for another job or considering another job during this period.
Precisely. Now, in that, you can see how there are all of these constructs, all of these additional expressions that become important because they are, in your perception, related to or associated with the main subject.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you shift those, or when you are expressing enough, it shifts your perception to be more present for not enough usually is associated with something that you want to acquire, something you perceive you don't have.
Right.
There,
if I look at all my goals that I have had, I'm like, oh, that's why I'm not creating them, because I'm focusing on the lack there.
And also future. For the goals are future-based.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, in that, you are paying more attention to future than you are to now. And you are making that more important than now. When you shift that importance by expressing enough, it pulls you more into the now, more being present. Therefore, those associations with future become less important. And all of those constructs and attachments to the main subject begin to fall away and lose their importance. Now, when something loses its importance, such as that situation with the job and this individual being laid off. Now, not only would you have reacted to her being informed that she is being laid off, but likely you would have moved another step into that and questioned whether your job was secure and whether it was possible for you to be in a similar position.
I think last year, I think that was probably would have been a good chance.
That what happens because of that importance and it not being based in now, it being based in anticipation.
I might have created it.
Oh, but what happens immediately? You begin to generate tension.
Mm-hmm. And fear.
Correct. By expressing this word enough, what you have been communicating to yourself is that you don't have to be afraid and you don't have to anticipate. Therefore, you can relax. It has generated, or you have generated automatically, which is how you do it, a new association. This word means fine. This word means relax. And therefore you automatically do it.
Interesting. I've also been working with the idea of knowing that it is already yours and therefore it doesn't need to be acquired.
Excellent. And how are you proceeding with that?
This is the part that I really meant where I'll end up in the mental hospital. So it's been going well. It's certainly a learning process because you notice more subtle areas of where you're still reacting or expressing or focusing on it not being there. It is an interesting experience in other words, it feels very false initially, but it doesn't take long before it starts to feel more genuine.
Correct.
But then you got to be careful of impatience because you start looking for it.
Remember the analogy about your house. For this is an example to you that you do on a daily basis, which you don't own your house, but you interact with it as if you did. And you perceive it as belonging to you. And therefore it does. It is your house because you perceive it to be your house. And you express that on a daily basis. You don't question it. You express, act, move, experience all in directions that this belongs to you.
And I don't have doubts that it's not going to be there when I go home.
You don't. And you don't have doubts that it is being taken away from you, or that you are losing it, or that someone else will move into it. It is yours. It belongs to you. And you express that on a daily basis through action.
Right. Right, right. That's the...
Not through thinking. You don't think about it. You don't even feel about it. You act in relation to it.
And I don't act in certain ways, like what you said, with the really on the doubting side.
Correct. Correct. Or the other example about your vacation. You act in certain capacities. You don't doubt. You merely move. And you generate specific actions in relation to what you perceive is already yours. Your hotel room is already yours. Your plane is already yours. Your food that you will consume is already yours. You don't question it, and you move in directions, you generate actions in that capacity. You are not at your vacation yet, but you move in directions and you behave in certain manners that express that already belongs to you.
Now, let's dig into that a little bit, because we'll break it into three parts of action, three types of actions. One type would be the negative actions, the doubting. So you don't doubt, you don't worry, you're not concerned about it. Two would be what I call the internal actions related to that, which would be I may think upon it and appreciate it and imagine what it's going to be like, and I'll generate a good feeling as I go throughout my day. And then let's say the third category of actions is I will generate physical actions, such as looking for restaurants that I'm going to visit when I'm there, or buy equipment that I'm going to use when I'm there, or clothing that I need to go there.
Yes.
Okay, so the first two actions I feel very confident with, or at least that I understand them. What about the third group?
And what is your question about that? If you think about your vacation and you are engaging actions in somewhat in anticipation of it, but not actually in anticipation, it is more the actions that you are going to do. It is not a question. It is not if I go, I will perhaps do this. No, I am going, And at a particular time while I am there, this is where I want to dine. In that, you, as you expressed, you generate the action of looking up the restaurants, choosing one to engage.
Well, those are, okay, those physical actions for things that I am creating in this way that are not traditional creations, I normally don't generate that third category of physical actions.
Precisely.
But I do recall Lester saying in the example that we talked about, when he wanted to go to L.A., he packed his suitcase and headed out the door without knowing how he was going to get there.
Precisely. That is somewhat of an extreme, but yes. Yes. It is the same type of action, and that is what I have been expressing repeatedly to all of you, that it is a matter of doing and expressing yourself in the same manner in which you are not expressing that doubt. You are behaving in the manner that you already have. You already have this, just as you already have the vacation. You already have your house.
Okay, so I have thought about this, because obviously I had that example at the top of my head. So this is as whether...
Now, it may not be, as I expressed, an action as extreme as packing the suitcase and moving out the door and not knowing how you will arrive at your destination, although that will be successful if you do it, but it may be other types of actions. This is the reason that I have expressed many times. It is a matter of being aware of what you are doing and how you are behaving and whether that is in harmony with what your intention is. Now think about your vacation again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thinking about your vacation, how do you behave differently just before you embark on your vacation? You likely interact with your family differently.
Certainly, we would be packing and...
And you are being encouraging and you are engaging them and you are attempting to... elicit their excitement in relation to the vacation, or you are asking them questions about what they want to do. You are engaging them differently.
Right.
Therefore, you are doing different and you are behaving different.
I had talked to you about this before, that I sometimes work with little recordings to remind me of some of these things.
Yes.
For all these things that we've talked about, I make recordings. And so I actually made one that I haven't really worked with yet, but it was, you said behaving. I said act as if you already had it. And so then I could apply that to whatever intention I so chose it for a period of time to try to get familiar with that.
Very well. Let me express to you. Here is an example that you can play with. Let us use a hypothetical example Acquiring a dog.
Okay.
Now, if you were doing and behaving in the capacity that you already have the dog, what would you do? You would interact with your family differently. You would express yourself differently. Your actions would be different. Your interactions would be different. I would express to you, this could be an interesting experiment for you. And yes, you are correct. Either you will accomplish or you will be in an asylum. But you'll be expressing behavior that mimics lunacy. But that, I would express that the experiment would be to pretend that you already have a new dog. Therefore, when you arrive home at the end of the day, it is likely, if you already have a dog, that the dog will greet you when you arrive home. What will you do? And then the dog will likely be running through your home and excited, and perhaps it will require being fed, and it will require being walked, and who are you delegating to walk the dog, or are you asking if one of your children has already walked the dog or has it already been fed? There are new behaviors, new actions, new doings that you would be engaging because there is an additional presence in your home.
That would be a very unusual way to go about getting a dog.
The point in this is to be aware of what you do differently. You don't only think about subjects if you already have them. It is not merely a matter of thinking. It is a matter of doing.
I have created unusual things in the past, and I've never done that. And so is at least I don't believe I've done that.
I may not have done that type of an extreme, but you are altering what you are doing. You merely are not objectively aware of what you are altering.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily need to be that extreme. I don't need to tell people.
No.
Oh, my. Have you seen my dog?
Correct.
But you don't have a dog.
Correct. This is an extreme as an example to emphasize the point. But is an example that does emphasize the point, and it does make the point to you that you do generate different behaviors. Now, you may not be aware at times of how you are altering your behavior, And you may not be aware of what you are doing, and that is the reason you become surprised when you generate certain manifestations.
So I think what happens is, let me see if I understand this correctly, is that if you go along this path of generating the belief over and over enough, you start to change your behavior automatically.
Yes, you do. And that is the reason that I express so often the importance of repetition.
Okay, okay. So that's probably what I did in the past, because I've always worked with, not always, but I've done that frequently in the past. And I continue to do those things now.
Correct. And now it is merely a matter of being more aware of it and doing it intentionally.
Right.
And in that, being aware of what you are doing.
Right, because if you are generating that belief that you have it, I could see that it alters my internal experience. And if I continue with that, it translates into how my posture, my actions.
Precisely, yes, yes. It alters your energy.
Right.
That alters other expressions. How you posture yourself, what you do, what you pay attention to, how you interact. It even alters your tone of voice.
And it starts with this feeling in my chest. Well, maybe it doesn't start with that, but that's where the center seems to be. And then where the belief seems to be, and then it just flows out from there.
That is an excellent recognition, an excellent noticing.
Good, good. This is exciting. It is fantastic. I don't feel like I have so much free time. Even though I always had a lot of free time at my job, or very often have a lot of free time, but it didn't feel like I had a lot of free time. I've also noticed that even with the enough phrase, it generates your change, your posture, and all that changes. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is correct.
So a separate question. Is the I am mantra, is the I am sort of a core perception?
Yes.
And are all other perceptions built off of that I am?
All other perceptions built on that. Yes.
Okay. I don't know necessarily.
And that I would express yes is because perception is a mechanism that is associated with objective awareness. And in that, perception is highly individual. It is generated by each individual objective awareness. Therefore, similar to your physical organs, each one of you in physical focus incorporates a physical heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is the lifeline, in a manner of speaking, to your existence. Now, each one of you also incorporates your own individual perception, which is like your heart. It is a mechanism, it is an objective mechanism that is a function of your objective awareness, and that creates everything. Therefore, yes, it would all stem from the I am.
And the way I was thinking about this, as far as from a reality creation point of view, I wouldn't, in other words, it's not about the outside sources. It's about my relationship with the outside source.
Precisely, yes. Most definitely. Because there is no outside source.
Right. Another question is, beliefs and imagination seem very similar.
No, I understand why you would express that, and I would say to you that your beliefs influence your, once again, perception of your imagination, but in actuality, imagination is an avenue of communication that extends beyond your physical reality. Therefore, it is an avenue of communication that you have access to that includes reality in different forms and information in different forms. Whatever you can imagine already exists and is real.
Are beliefs a subset of imagination?
No.
No.
Beliefs are in a manner of speaking, guidelines in relation to your reality.
Okay. They're
in relation to the functioning of your reality and how it is expressed and the dynamic of it.
One thing that has been helpful for me is the idea that you stated this in the past. The outcome is your perception now. It's the perception you are creating now.
Correct. For every moment is an outcome.
Right. This just ties in with this, the a lot of the work that, or the ideas that I've been exploring over the last few days is the, it's tied in with not paying attention to other individuals to draw the cues from?
Yes.
To build your perceptions from, based on their cues? Okay.
And generating your own.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay.
Congratulations. You have been moving quite successful lately.
Thank you, Elijah. It was a whirlwind for a little while, but it's much calmer now.
I would express not to be surprised if the whirlwind occurs again, but in an exciting manner.
It definitely, when you start intentionally expressing the beliefs, and we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, but I said I couldn't continue with it.
Yes.
And so that power is building that to do it intentionally. And then that's where it starts to feel, just everything starts to feel different. Even if the imagery hasn't changed.
Yes.
My relationship to it is changing.
Precisely. And that eventually actually does change the imagery itself.
That's awesome. I can see it in a lot of little things, like my commute has been fantastic every day. I've been getting very comfortable seats, which I've talked about in the past is important. A lot of these little things, just everything is flowing smoothly.
That is what is important. Not individually, but in general, because those are the factors that allow you to be comfortable and that validate you.
And get you to focus on what is working.
Precisely.
Right. So I'm paying attention. Like, I've been working out. I enjoy that. I'm glad that I'm doing that. Like, so... I can see how it all builds together.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thanks.
This is tremendous. I would express that you doing this is presenting an excellent example. And that ripples tremendously, my friend. For the more you do in this direction, the more you project an energy that encourages countless other individuals in new directions and in their freedom,
mm-hmm.
whether they are aware of it or not.
Excellent. Excellent. It's really... It's fantastic. I mentioned it earlier, Nicole, but I am as confident and just happy as I've been in a long time.
I would express that those that benefit the most from it are your family.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Or congratulations again.
Thanks, Elias. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, my dear friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting. And more accolades to you. In wondrous lovingness to you as always, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Thank you, Elias.